Hello, hello. It is the Love Uplifted Lady. So excited to be here talking with you. Sad and excited because this is our last podcast for Developing Bravery. And I am just so excited by the messages that I've been able to receive, the way that the ebook users have been able to get into those questions to kind of dig even deeper than those exercises that we're doing. So at this point, if you're wondering what I've been talking about with the ebook, definitely send me a message. It is only $5. So you will receive that PDF link where you can go on, you can copy and paste it, you can move it around, you can type on it, you can print it out, you can make it something that allows you to remember these small tips. It comes with the notes from each lesson that we went over together, the exercises, and it gets deep down into some questions that can really help just develop those bravery muscles even deeper. It allows you to see some of those toughest situations. And if you're having trouble breaking down into some of those questions, know that I'm always here. You can always message me. And I hope that you feel like this has been something that's going to help you continue to live a love uplifted lifestyle. So we are jumping right in with all your tools in place. Make sure you have something to write with, something to write on, and a mindset set for change, because our topic for discussion is developing bravery includes community. So right now you are in a community. You're here with me. You're here with other people that'll be listening around the same time. Right now you're allocating in the Love Uplifted Ladies group. So that is the community sense. And there are so many things that are great about a community. I know that on our last lesson, we talked about eliminating things and having and setting limits, right? But when we don't set limits on the things that are good for us, and we really like take in all the love that we can get and all the positivity and the purpose, it helps being brave that much easier. So I want you to think about it this way. You know, we've broken down the steps of what a hero goes through in order to develop their bravery and tackle the physical or metaphorical foe at hand. But one of the most significant steps includes being impacted by a mentor, a wise teacher, a coach, or other that will influence you, that will offer you wisdom and hope, encouragement. This is an example of community. The situation at hand may be individual or illness or a highly personal problem, but it doesn't mean that you're facing any of those things alone. Community is here to help you. Community is not what you think it is. Yes, a group of people who cheer you on and encourage you to do the difficult things at difficult times, but they're also counselors, they're group supports, they're medical providers. You know, I want you to think about that saying that we used to have, or I used to hear a lot, that it took a village to raise the kids. I want you to think about who your village is, what your community looks like. And are you being fully supported? Or even bigger question, are you truly supporting others the way you should in those areas? Because every area you're in, if you want to incite bravery, you've got to be doing something good and purposeful there. So having people in your corner helps make difficult times a little bit easier. High quality friends and family can help you stay focused, strong, and brave. While these are wonderful assets, there are plenty of times that things get really intense and we need just a little bit more than our friends and our family and what they can provide, because again, we don't want to put more on people than what they can bear. Counselors are neutral, trained professionals who can kind of help you break down the complex of the problem, help you solve it, and then helping you get the insight about your personal development and providing solutions for the anxiety, for the fear. Counselors are great, excellent resources for developing bravery. Support groups are great because it's different than friends and family. Generally, they're run by a group leader and it's designed with specific boundaries and goals and mind. The support groups are healthy ways to find a community and help you specialize in specific things that might be going on in your particular life event or situation. Medical providers, practitioners, holistic or mainstream, are part of the holistic approach of becoming brave. Sometimes medical conditions, both physical and mental, can make it harder to be brave, right? Medical providers can help ensure that you know what it takes to be able to look at the underlying issues. You know, for me being a bioengineric practitioner, you know, I'm looking past just the foods I want you to eat. I think I thought about the first stages of what it took to help build a healthy client when I was just a personal trainer, nutritional specialist. And I'm telling you, I was just like the other ones. And I will be honest, I thought that, you know, you work out 5 days a week, you eat your fruits and vegetables, and you're good. Like your body should act good. You shouldn't have any problems. Mental health should be fine. And I found that it was so much more than that, you know, and being brave, as calm as it may feel. And if you've ever seen, you know, certain movies of kid stars or, you know, Spider-Man Unleashed or something like that, and you're like, oh, being brave is one of these mythical things. And it's not. not. It's something you have to work out. Bravery is really coming into awareness of who you are and who you choose to put around you in your community is what builds your force. That's like what builds your backup. That's your Robin to all situations or the people that you have behind you and what they do for you. Now, people are going to still get on your nerves and they're supposed to. There's a rightful way to build you to be able to deal with certain things. But I do want you to understand that your community is very important. And if you do have specific and particular life events that no one around you understands, you need to be in a place where you can feel heard and where you can feel allocated to move forward. Sometimes you have to try groups. So rather than being on Facebook, mindlessly scrolling for 5 to 10 minutes, looking at all the things you wish you could have had, should have had, would have had, if you would have been different, look at some of the issues you have, find groups for those particular elements and start seeing yourself through it. You know, if anything doesn't serve you, there is no need at having it on your plate. And I want you to think about that. Everything that you ingest, be it your friends, be it your community, be it your food or your lifestyle, is something put onto a plate that you have to look at, that you have to feel, and that you have to take in. And you have to start deciding to put the boundaries in place to become the superhero of your own purpose, to be someone that puts limits that's needed there, that faces this hard stuff with the time that you need to face it, and that is truly true about who you are. You don't have to force yourself to be in places that don't grow you, but you do have to figure out just who you are and what it takes for you to be authentically brave. I have enjoyed getting to do this with you. I hope that this has just really helped you push into a brand new way of thinking. Bravery is one of the first things that we need in order to face every single goal. It's helped me be able to climb some of the highest mountains, literally, and look back and say, well done, and not be scrutinizing over every single minute and every single hour that was spent out there, every single ankle that rolled. You know, life is like that. It's like climbing the tough mountain. It's like going up to the top of something that's so great and knowing you still have to come back down. And as long as we can cite bravery and we learn how to de-stress and we learn how to let people in to be supported and to give it, it really helps increase what we can do. So for our last exercise today, we will be talking about what our community resources look like, whatever you have a need for. So I want you to make a small little list of things. So physical need. If right now you've got some issues with your foot or your back, you need someone to be able to help you with those things. That becomes part of your community. If you right now are dealing with any mental health issues, if it's crossed your mind that you don't want to be here and you would think of a way to take yourself away, you need support. And I want you to go and get it. I will help you find it if you need it, because it's that important for you to be here. If you're having trouble and you're struggling with your kids, get into a group, find a community of parents that are positive to help you deal with the tough stuff. You don't have to go at it alone. And this will really help you plug in the right people and the right resources to help support you in being brave. And when you get to that place, you'll be able to support someone else in doing the same exact thing. So as always, I know that your Love Uplifted lifestyle is out there. I know that you've been able to find and seek at it. I want you to never give up on that. I want you to keep your eyes peeled, keep your emails looked at often, because I'm going to have another challenge coming in for our next month. This is something that I've enjoyed doing so much that I think it's going to be something I do every single month of the year, because it's so important to get to sit and talk to people and bring the good graces and know how important it is to make a difference in someone else's life. So in conclusion, I've really just been excited to see what you're doing, you know, to know that this was designed to help you develop bravery in difficult times. We are focused first on how fear prevents us from being brave, and who we are is so different than the roles that are played out in our life. And definitely when we're facing the big stuff, like big I, big G stuff here. And using your workbook and sitting down with your journal, I hope that it's helped you kind of dig past your own value, your own review of yourself, your own past, to find that beneficialness in being brave, that it can be destructive when you don't deal with things. Not only were you able to explore the hero's journey and to break down your unique epic story of the stages of what your hero would be, you've been able to face bravery through a unique situation. You know, later we were able to flip the fear switch and focus in on what it takes to develop bravery. It isn't just one simple thing. It's a combination of little things that might seem unrelated and then add up to make it possible to do really hard stuff that you never thought you could. I appreciate you taking the time to listen in, to read the book, to do the questions, to have the journal writing, to engage in the community, and to learn how you can develop your bravery and face difficult things. things. It's not easy to do the hard stuff. It's not easy to be intentional about changing your life, but I love staying connected, and I want you to stay connected in my community with the other readers and know and hope that this made an impact for you. Let's stay connected. Also, there's so many additional tips and tricks that'll be trickling through over your email, so always check it, star anything coming from the Love Uplifted Lifestyle, because I'm always going to have free resources for you. You know, my hope is that you will always stay equipped with the new tools and better understanding of how you can develop your bravery. Tough times come no matter what, and no matter who you are, and no matter how much you're prepared. But the good news is you don't have to face it alone and without valuable tips. You can do the hard things. I know you can. I absolutely love you all. I thank you for listening in. Have an absolutely amazing, brave, filled lifestyle full of love. Know that your Love Uplifted Lifestyle is out there. You just got to be willing to go find it.